This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. There is something happening in the city of Boston today that is just so interesting to me that I had not heard about before. They are going to float the idea of changing the way we pay for parking tickets around here, in that it would be income-based, the fine that you would pay for your parking ticket.
Which is what is already happening with housing.
Mm-hmm.
Even in brand new construction buildings, mm-hmm. it's happening.
Right.
You know.
When I first heard about it, I was like, well, this is ridiculous. And I just like first blush, I'm like, well, that's kind of, no. Like if I speed or you speed, we should get the same fine, right?
Sure, sure.
Like that's if you look at it like that. And then you're like, well, yeah, I get it. If some people can't afford it, like, and then the fines, it can add up on top of it. It could be food off the table for somebody.
I mean, if that car gets towed and, that's a lot of money.
Right.
$150 ticket is a...
I got $108 in my car the other day. And, while I was angry about the situation, I'm in a fortunate spot where I could afford that $108 on the spot.
That's not the case for a lot of people.
Right, yeah. Right. So I totally get that. But then I'm also like, well, how far could you go with this? Like, why? So let's just say you're parking down on Newberry Street, right? And you're somebody that doesn't have a lot of money. You have to go down there for whatever reason. Why?
Could if you get a spot, then you're lucky anyway.
Right.
But go on.
Right, right. Why not just have your car identified as somebody that they shouldn't just ticket to begin with? Like, why even ticket that person at all?
Maybe so you're saying put a sticker on your car that you make income?
Yeah, like how far does it go?
Why would you want to do that?
Well, that's
embarrassing for the person who has it.
Right.
They're not here to judge and make the people feel badly.
No, I don't know.
I think this has more to do with helping those people than it has to do.
But why even ticket them at all then?
Like, if you're parking somewhere you're not supposed to, I understand still getting a punishment
you should
of sort.
Get a ticket.
Absolutely.
Right. Otherwise, you'll just do it all the time.
But just not being completely detrimental to them. I mean, a single mom with four children and she's parking at $100 parking. Exactly.
I've been there. I've been where I was.
I hardly want to say them. I feel like that's saying bad.
I know.
No, I'm just. I'm like me.
There is a great divide in our country of those who have and those who don't.
But there's also, I live right near the largest government subsidized housing thing in the Commonwealth in Charlestown, and I roll through that neighborhood sometimes and I'll see cars in there. They're like $40,000 cars. They're getting subsidized, but they're also spending money, people.
Yeah, but that's not your business or our business.
No, I know, but it's something I'd never heard of before.
People absolutely skate the system.
Yeah.
All of us do.
Right.
We all do if we can.
Absolutely.
Let's just be honest about that.
Right.
But I feel that especially in the city, it's just so damn expensive. If you are working
and they've
there,
just upped all the fines too. I don't know if you've
job,
seen that.
Well, I don't hardly drive anymore.
Right.
I take the T everywhere I can because of that. But you know me. When we first moved here, I probably had 30 tickets.
Yeah.
I had a lot.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't care.
I didn't realize they were that expensive. Like the only tickets I ever get occasionally is like the expired meter. So it might be $20 or $30 or
$40. $45.
Is that what it is now? It's been a while since I've had one.
I just got a ticket at Dorchester. I went to breakfast with my parents after a funeral and I got a $60 parking ticket.
Right.
It's no joke.
It was at 11:30 in the morning on a Friday and I got a parking ticket.
Yeah, it's an interesting conversation. Do you think your parking ticket should be the fine? Should be based on your income.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah. I don't either.
Yeah, and there are apparently Kennedy was saying there's other countries that are doing this already.
Finland apparently is a place you do not want to get a speeding ticket.
Oh,
now, mind you, Finland probably has like 2% crime in general.
Yeah,
but theirs is income based. So I guess there was a guy who was a Nokia executive, made a lot of money.
Right,
45 and a 30. $100,000.
Wow.
So you won't do
really?
It. So you won't do it. Do you know what I mean? When the fines are higher, you're not going to do it.
Right.
It's like the hands-free driving. Like Kate Merrill was saying, if the fines are something astronomical, like it's going to cost you $1,000
right.
if you touch your phone and change the music, right. then people aren't going to do it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It, I mean, they're trying to implement it in New York City right now, which I think is a huge problem within itself. I don't think a lot of people drive in New York City, but
sure.
if they do,
right.
it's not fair for somebody that might live in not so good of a house in Brooklyn
right.
to get the same parking ticket of someone that's living in a penthouse in Manhattan.
Yeah, I never heard this idea floated before. This is just interesting to me. There's so much there.
Yeah, I did some research. It looks
unwrap.
Like other states, even federally, there's a little bit of that. So
I mean, listen, we pay our taxes based on our income.
We
and
sure it, as heck
and
do.
these parking tickets are just a tax. That's all they are, right?
Paying for potholes.
Right.
That's so exactly. Allegedly.
Please
what
fix
if you
them.
Can work it off? Like, so let's say you don't have the income, but in return, you have to work 10 hours a month at the
RMV.
If I
could work off my car insurance,
yeah.
without question.
Right?
Done and done.
Some sort of work program.
Some community service.
Right.
Something like that.
I would do that in a second.
I don't know. Just a thought.
I would do that in a second.
We should all be running this place.
No.
I'm just saying, we just come up with a good idea, right? So anyway, keep an eye on the news on that. That's something that Boston is considering, that your parking fines when it could now be based on what you earn.
Mm-hmm.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy just wants to party and have a good time. Don't call her fat or a liar or she'll kick your behind. Send her a text. And if you are named George, thank you, Ness. Now is the time to hear the stories of her dating mess. These are Kennedy's Tinder Tales.
New Fox Saturday mornings, Tinder Tales. It sounds like one of those kids' shows.
I just wanted to zoom in on your face at
right.
the end. Ding!
It's like a cartoon of you.
Yes.
So you had a date last night. Was this a Tinder date?
No.
Oh.
So really,
oh,
doesn't
not
really
a Tinder
apply.
Date. Okay.
No, it was with Casino Guy. We were,
okay.
You know, I haven't seen him in a while. You know, we're both very busy people.
Mm-hmm.
And he had said, do you want to go, like, grab dinner and go to the Bruins game last
Ooh.
Night? And I was like, sure, of course. But yesterday, I was just not feeling like myself. I don't know how to say it any other way than that. When you've got some mental illness in your head, sometimes your days just don't go the way you planned. And so powering through it, though, doing what I have to do. And so I was like, it'll be good for me to go out. I'll feel better if I go out. We can laugh. Laughter's always good. Whatever. So I get over to his house, and he gives me this big hug, and I'm like, trying to keep it together. I'm like, no, I'm fine. So we go and we get go walk over to the North End, go to Tresca, enjoy a delicious steak together.
Ooh. What is Tresca?
It's an Italian restaurant in the North End.
Ooh. Sounds fancy.
Yeah.
It's just one of those ones on the Hanover Street. You know, they're all kind of. It's a lovely place. I love it very much. So we ate and we had a glass of wine, and I was like, this wine is just making me feel worse. So you can finish it.
And he lives down there.
He lives right in the city. Yeah.
Right.
So, right. We could just walk right over, which was nice. And then, so we were still a little bit early before the game was going to start. And he's like, well, why don't we just go back to the house? He had some work to do because he's always working. His poor phone blows up all the time. And so I was like, okay, sure. So we get to his house, and he goes to his desk, and I just kind of sit down on the couch, and then I'm asleep.
Yep.
And then
like sitting up on the couch.
I'd kind of scooched over in a little ball. I just figured I would take a little rest and then be ready to go for the Bruins game.
Sure.
Because I was ready. I'll go to the Bruins game. It's cold in there. You breathe in some ice, you'll be fine. So I go and he looks at me and he kind of comes over and he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. We're going to go. We're going to fine. And he looks at me and he goes, that's it. Just go get in the bed. We're going to watch the Bruins game in the bed. It's fine. And I'm like, but you really wanted to go. You haven't been in a while. I know this is important to you. I can go. I'm fine. He goes, nope, go. Just go. So, I mean, he literally picks me up, takes me into the room, gives me something to wear, puts me under the covers, like says, I have to go do more work. I'll put on the pregame show. I know that's interesting for you. I literally slept until the game was over. And I woke up and I'm like, I'm so sorry. And he's like, you clearly needed it. It's fine. And it's just, you know, I live by myself. I don't sleep next to other people like ever in a really long time. I haven't on any kind of regular basis. So just, you know, getting in the bed and there's this warm human next to you. I was just like, oh, this is the best night of my life. And I felt so badly because I feel like when I woke up and I was like, I gotta go, he was kind of like, hey. And I was like, no.
No.
Oh, Kennedy.
Don't hate me.
No.
You know, I would do, I'm pretty much down for whatever, you know, most times, but I was just, I was.
He doesn't care.
Half awake, half asleep. And he's like, can't you
stay? He cared a little.
A little. Can't, you know, but I'm like, I have to go home. Elvis is at home. I can't leave him alone. And, but it was like, no one's that nice to me. And I just, I'm going to cry again. I just, it's just nice to know that there's somebody who's nice like that.
He's just a good egg.
He's a gem.
He just, and he doesn't do it for like recognition. He doesn't do it for a pat on the back. Nothing like that. He just does it because he cares about you. And you deserve somebody like that. I don't know how there hasn't been 75 before him that have done these things.
I know.
But I just have, I just love him. I just love him.
I know. I do too.
I have this audio here, but I'm not sure what it is, but it's something about you and snoring. Can I play it? And this will just...
I don't know anything about what you're talking about.
I don't know either.
You're having a party, but the guests have stayed just a little too long.
Oh, no. I thought it was about you snoring. It's because it says Kennedy snoring system.
Oh. No, I mean, I remember one of my exes did something where I was snoring. Yeah, I snore. I'm human.
You are.
But I've been told it's a cute snore.
So, I believe that about you.
I don't know, but like when I left.
Yeah, that's what guys say.
Do you want to hear this? Do we want to hear this? Dan, I think I want to hear this.
He
now.
Goes on the way home. I text him because he got me an Uber, black. Thank you very much.
Oh, nice.
And he got the Uber and sent me down. And then I texted him on the way home. And I'm just like, you know, I'm so lucky that you're in my life. I'm so sorry that I, you know. He goes, no, I'm glad you clearly got the sleep that you need.
Sure.
You were in an absolute coma. I don't think I moved.
All right, let's see what this is.
You're having a party, but the guests have stayed just a little too long. Now you can get rid of them quick. Introducing the KSPDS, the Kennedy Snoring Party Disbursement System. Here's how it works.
This party is going on way too long. I gotta get up and go to work in the morning. Time to use my KSPDS.
Just launch the Kennedy Snoring Party Disbursement System from the smartphone app.
Oh, there's Kennedy snoring.
I gotta go, man. Get kind of late.
Kennedy's snoring.
Is that a bear?
No, that's Kennedy snoring.
KSPDS in the Nap Store and start making people go away today.
Data.
That is amazing.
I feel like that's been amplified and messed with.
Oh, I don't know.
Don't worry, it's a cute snore.
Thank you, Dan. You know, you know how to give it to me.
But did the Bruins win? Yeah. Buried the lead.
No, here's the thing. Like, I woke up literally just as the game was over. I think I woke up at one point in some time, and he goes 8:30. I'm like, oh, good, right back to sleep.
Yeah, they were losing 3-1, I think.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, you don't understand. Da, da, da. And I'm like, I'm so sorry they lost. I feel like it's my fault.
Totally. If you'd have been there, they'd have won.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood.
Well, good, because I have it.
24/7.
It better
it's
be.
Been Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So it looks like the Jonas Brothers are on the verge of releasing another album, at least according to Nick Jonas. He stopped by today to talk about his new gig on The Voice, where he spilled the beans about the brothers' next album.
We have been back in the studio with another NBC friend, Ryan Tedder.
Yeah.
Wow.
Working hard on the new record, which is going to be announced kind of in the next, you know, couple weeks. Title, tracklist, all that.
Ooh, shush.
I feel like that album just came out.
Strike when the iron's hot.
Is it a year? Heart.
Yeah. Strike when the iron's hot.
Well, What a Man Gotta Do is going to be on this album. So
yes.
That wasn't on the last album. Right. So that's sort of where it's starting. So
they just ended their tour. They're ready to drop another album. Ryan Tedder's going to give
more
bangers.
Tedder, let's go.
Guy just writes absolute bangers.
He really does. So let's talk a little bit about Kobe Bryant. It seems to me that the collective we, will do just about anything for a buck. And sometimes conscience doesn't play a part in that. Several people who attended Monday's Celebration of Life for Kobe Bryant are selling souvenirs from the event. Everything from ticket stubs to program booklets have ended up on eBay. There were some memorial pins and a shirt. Most of the listers claim they were personally there. And so how much do you think they want for these items?
I can't imagine.
$8 million.
The starting bid for the Kobe Memorial Bundles are around $3,000 with a $5,000 buy it now price. One seller listed an official Kobe shirt from the memorial. And after receiving 76 bids, it sold for $2,025.
I saw a pin.
Stop. But don't buy them.
Yeah,
it's
disgusting. Was it a pin that they were all wearing too? I wonder if that was...
The memorial pins are a part of this as well.
It's gross.
So gross. Just don't. How do you sleep at night?
I don't know.
Unless you're going to take that money and donate it to the other people that passed away.
Which no. they're not.
Absolutely not.
They probably sleep on $2,000 sheets because people are buying these on eBay, unfortunately.
Disgusting.
And speaking of Kobe Bryant, Tom Brady has spoken out. He says Kobe's death has kept him up at night and brought him to so many tears, and now he's opening up why the real superhero meant so much to him. He put a very long statement on Instagram about how he's been processing Kobe's death while paying tribute to everything he stood for. Here, I'm going to read bits and pieces of it because it's very long.
But he said,
thank you, Barrett. I have been deeply affected by the passing of Kobe, Gigi, and the others in that tragic flight weeks ago. Since then, I've witnessed the well-deserved outpouring of love and support for the families that had so much left to give, and it's helped me reflect and gain perspective. I know that love and peace and joy will always endure, and in this tragedy, I've learned so much. So why has this touched me the way it did? Why has it kept me up at night and brought me so many tears? In Kobe, we were able to witness the man in the arena. For many of us, sports show what we're made of. They define our personalities and emotions. We can't hide from the good or the bad, the wins or the losses, the joy and the despair, the happiness and the pain. And what you see is we aren't actors. We have found a real life stage where we become vulnerable to the world and are judged based on the outcome of each performance, and we care deeply about what we do. And for some, these days are the pinnacle in their life, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it's clear to me, for Kobe, that was how he lived his life in every way. In his second chapter, you saw even more his excitement for life, for achieving in areas only he thought possible. He became more of an entrepreneur, a media mogul, a father, a husband, and a mentor, among other roles.
Do you think this changes what it is that he's going to do with his career? Do you think maybe he looks at this and and has the mindset that, wow, you just never know, and maybe I should retire. Maybe I need to spend more time with the kids and the wife and working on the things that I aspire to after I play football.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's somebody that's always thought about his second act. Mm-hmm. I think he's really smart, and I think he knows that
he
has a lot.
He's sort of started that with the TB12 method.
Absolutely.
And all that.
He has a lot to give to the world. Right. He's very similar to Kobe. Right. You know, people treat him like he's not a human being, and he's held to this higher standard, and it's a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. But I think just showing that it affects people like him, too, is so important. I thought it was just such a good statement. So nice to read, so nice to hear that. He has feelings too.
That's
you know?
Tom Brady. He's a gem.
Really is.
He's a gem. All right, guys.
Just real quick, Kennedy, about the memorabilia stuff and selling it. I just want to share this story because it involves people here at the radio station. So our sister station, WAAF, was recently sold. The format is going away after 50 years. People have been stealing the memorabilia off the walls here at the radio station. Like, they had to send out a letter that said, "Stop stealing the stuff, and we have you on camera. Please return it."
But even in the email, they were like, "Listen, I get it.
Yeah,
I want to take it too, but we can't."
I was just.
I talked to the guy that wrote that email the next day,
right?
And he was just like, "I would do anything for you. Obviously, we all want a little piece of this, and it's fine. We just got to ask." But funny story is, he told me that many were delivered.
Yes.
That next day.
Oh, the people that stole
no
it returned
asked.
It? Yep. Yes. Well, yeah, we have cameras here. They know if you stole the Nirvana WAAF platinum record off the wall. No.
I got a bumper sticker.
Did you?
Yeah.
I did as well.
Oh, that's cool.
They gave everybody a sticker, which was pretty nice.
Right.
Oh, God bless them.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I can say, my chick on the side says she got one on the way. These are my confessions.
Okay, we have a teacher confession here. We're going to keep your name anonymous, if that's cool with you.
Yep.
Do we need to change your voice?
No, that's fine.
You have a 7th grade class, oof. All boys, right?
Oof. What?
Yes.
So
yes,
is it all boys in your class or all boys school?
All boys school, all boys in my class.
All right, in 7th grade, so that's like, I'd say that's 12, 13 years old?
Yeah, exactly.
And what?
So they're giggly and immature, but it's fun.
So me.
Sounds like
pretty
every
much.
Date I ever go on.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And what happened?
So because they have to wear uniforms, they have to wear blazers, and blazers are left all over the school all the time. And we switch out classrooms, so I share a classroom with a bunch of other teachers, a bunch of other grades. And so there's this blazer that they were looking through to see, okay, is it mine? Did I leave it? Whatever. And while looking for the tag, they found something. And so they're all giggling, and the blazer's at the back of the room, and they're like, freaking out about this blazer. And so I didn't want to go into it. I didn't know if it was like an animal or drugs. I didn't want to be responsible. So I was like, what's in the blazer? None of them would tell me. So I'm like, okay, like, do you need to come in for detention to tell me what's in the blazer? Like, is it inappropriate? Is it illegal? one kid, this brave soul, finally goes, all right, miss, it's a bunch of condoms. And sure enough, I go into the pocket of the blazer, and there is a handful of condoms.
My skin is crawling.
Wasn't going to have that talk with a bunch of seventh graders, but it was like class was just over by that point. We weren't getting anything done after we found that.
No, those were like from his older brother's drawer, and he was like, you guys, guess what I found?
Johnny gave me these. I think you're supposed to use them or something.
We can make water balloons.
And it's like you have it in your blazer at an all-boys school. You're probably not using those.
Well, you know, listen, you never know. Choose who you choose.
Probably not.
I swear.
All right. Well, thank you for the teacher confession. We appreciate it. Have a good one.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
All right. We have another teacher confession. Do you need to remain anonymous?
Yes.
Okay. I totally understand. Do we need to change your voice?
No.
Okay. All right. So you have, this is a story about a little girl, I guess?
So I worked with a little girl who had some behavior problems. And one of my favorite moments during one of her tantrums is she grabbed a measuring tape and held it up to me like she was sizing me up. And she said, oh, look, it says you're a bitch.
Oh!
What?
Wow. How old was this girl?
She was 11 or 12 at the time.
See, this is like the Mary Poppins gone wrong, because you know when she pulls it out and she goes, practically perfect in every way. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
It took everything in me to hold it together and not laugh at that. But you better believe I died laughing later.
Did you punish her?
After she was done with her tantrum, she took a little time out.
Wow.
I can't believe you got bodied by her.
That's a good one. Well, thanks for calling in. Thanks for sharing the story.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. So K-pop group BTS was on Carpool Karaoke last night with James Corden. They had to get a different car because there's seven of them.
Yep.
It was a great big giant SUV type car. I mean, if you don't know who they are, I don't know what to say except they are literally the biggest band in the world right now.
Easily. By leaps and bounds.
They just released an album and the pre-sale quadrupled the sales of Taylor Swift's Lover, which had broken records all by itself. So, in any event, they all piled in, and this is what it sounded like.
You're kidding.
Nope. And one of the things that you're not hearing there is they did the Friends theme song because one of the guys said that's how he learned English.
It's unbelievable.
Was watching Friends. And then there, of course, funny moments. James Corden told one of the guys that his Korean is not very good. So if you'd like to see that, the video is out there everywhere. It's 16 minutes of absolute pure joy. Just going to say. So do you remember the singer Duffy?
Yes.
Back in 2008, she had a song called Mercy. And then after that, she put on another album, didn't do so well, and you know, as is to happen, you go on your way.
Mm-hmm. However, she did a mixed lounge with us back in the day, Kennedy. Well, yeah, she's been around.
2008, and then so much after that.
Right.
So she spoke out yesterday for the first time in years to tell her fans why she had been silent. She had been raped, drugged, and held captive for days. She said, "Many of you wonder what happened to me. Where did I disappear to, and why? The truth is, and please trust me, I'm okay and safe now. I was raped, drugged, and held captive over some days." She said it took her a long time to recover and that she opened up to a journalist last summer. The interview about what happened to her is going to be posted in the coming weeks. She said, "You wonder why I did not choose to use my voice to express my pain. I did not want to show the world the sadness in my eyes. I asked myself, how can I sing if my heart is broken? And slowly it unbroke." She thanked her fans for their support over the years and asked for privacy for her family. She said, "Please respect, this is a gentle move for me to make for myself, and I do not want any intrusion to my family. So please support me to make this positive experience." So it seems to me we'll be seeing this story and flesh out exactly what happened
as we move closer to whenever she's going to release it.
I was just thinking about her because that new Dance Monkey song that's out, that's really popular on like TikTok and stuff. The singer sounds a lot like Duffy, and I was like, where is she? Like, just think, you know, maybe maybe she went and started a family, maybe she did one of these things. I just can't believe this happened to her. She is someone so talented. You just forget that real life things can happen to
these
people.
So hopefully this is her healing is started, and then she'll be able to bring back some music, which would be great to see. All right, guys, we told you that yesterday Michelle Janavis, who is up for who is part of the college admission scandal, was going to court yesterday in Boston, and the only reason anybody cares about this story is because she's the heiress to the Hot Pockets, fortune.
Hot Pockets.
They have been seeking 2 years in prison for her role in helping her buy her children's way into elite universities. The government called her one of the most culpable parents they had charged in the case and said she only accepted responsibility when backed into a corner. They've been paying Rick Singer, the mastermind behind this whole thing, $100,000 to have a proctor correct her ACT exam answers, her daughter's. Also paid $200,000 to have one of her daughters labeled as a fake beach volleyball recruit. Who knew?
Beach volleyball.
At the University of Southern California. Unlike some of the parents who had come before her and were sentenced, she was also hit with money laundering conspiracy charges, something prosecutors tacked on for parents who didn't take that guilty thing where they said, plead guilty and we'll get you all this. If not, we're coming at you for all the other stuff. She said, I'm so very tired. I tried to create, I tried to create an unfair advantage for my children. She will report to prison on April 7th. She's the 17th defendant sentenced in this scam. The lawyer said, well, she was just a single mom who was just trying to help out her kids.
Hot pocket.
Single mom with $300,000 to spare? Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Bye.
One more time.
I'll do the story again. We can do it again and again. All right. Coming up at 8:30, you guys, new Jonas Brothers album in the works. I'll tell you what Nick Jonas told me. And
what he told you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're buddies.
Oh.
Hot Pocket. You didn't know? They share Hot Pockets together, actually. I saw it happen.
He saw it, said it on a TV, and I heard it, so he's okay. Isn't that how it works?
Absolutely.
Are they not speaking to me? Is that just
Rise
the voices?
And shine.
I feel like we get a duet.
Rise and shine.
Hot Pocket.
Oh.
Rise and shine.
Straight to the top of the charts.
Please. Let's go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
12K to Tom.
Tom is my dad, my uncle, my grandfather, my savior. He is literally everything in my whole life, and I don't think there's any other human being that can water in that earth that is better than him. That's a fact.
12K to Tom.
Let's go!
Who, isn't that a friend of yours, Annie?
It's Pat, yeah.
Sweet,
one of my best
sweet
friends.
Pat.
Speaking nothing but truth.
My grandfather, my savior. That was after 50 beers at the Fowler House. So.
Which is fine, which is the way we like it.
So we're attempting to collect 12,000 letters that we're going to deliver to Tom Brady at Gillette Stadium just to let him know that we would love him to stick around. And I know it's ridiculous. A lot of people have been posting messages on social media saying, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Yes,
of course it is.
Right. We have nothing better
have
to do
met
with
us?
Our lives.
Really?
Yeah.
If you want to go be divisive, go. There's a plenty of places to do that.
Right.
We're just having fun here.
Not that deep.
Thank you, Annie. We're the number one sports show in Boston,
obviously.
And we're trying to affect change here in New England.
Thank you, Carson.
Right?
Listen, I'd like to see him leave and we pull up and hand deliver him 12,000 cards.
Right.
And then see
stay.
How bad he feels.
Yeah. Yeah, and then type your Facebook messages.
And then, can you see the press conference? And he's like, you know, I was about to sign a contract with the Raiders or the Dolphins or the Titans. But then I started reading all these letters that you guys wrote me.
But little Timmy from Sudbury touched my heart.
Right. And, you know, it's 12,000 letters really just made me realize that home is where the heart is. And I'm going to stay here. That's what we're hoping for, right?
Yeah.
So if you're, say, a teacher, like Annie's friend Abby, who is here now, Abby, are you going to try and get your class to write some letters to us, to Tom for us?
Yes, I'm going to try to. I'm going to offer some extra credit. You never know with seventh grade. They could take it, they could not, but we'll see. I think they probably will when they see what the assignment is.
You just can't say pop quiz, do this or don't. I mean, do this or not.
That's tempting. I could definitely try to do that. I don't know if people would be very happy with me, but, you know, it's a possibility.
I feel like Abby's nice and wants to give the opportunity more so for extra credit. You know, there's a kid in her class that's probably didn't read whatever book she's trying to teach them.
Abby, do you think you have some seventh graders that have no idea who Tom Brady is?
No, definitely not. I think they're all pretty in tune with what's necessary here.
Okay, is that possible? All right. That's good.
Is that possible?
No.
Not to know who Tom Brady is?
I don't know. Sometimes kids don't pay attention to that stuff.
But their parents do.
Right.
I mean, you know what I mean? On Sundays, they're screaming at the television, you know who he is?
This isn't Cleveland.
I don't know. I met a bunch of teenagers who didn't know who Lizzo was a couple weeks ago.
Okay,
my mind
Lizzo
was blown.
And Tom Brady
has been around for 20 years. Lizzo for two.
Okay. So these are all seventh graders, right? How many do you have?
I have about 100.
Okay, and we're going to give them all A's for the entire year if they write these letters, right?
That's not a promise that I could make, but most of them are pretty close to there anyways, so this could help boost them over the edge, which is how I'll, present it to them.
Okay. And who's your worst student?
She's like, I
love
can't
all of my
that.
Students.
My teacher would my teacher would have thrown me right under the bus. Be like,
absolutely.
Oh, that was Carson. Yeah, he's the worst one.
Oh my gosh, no, never. My students are amazing. I love my job. Like, I feel so lucky going to my job every day.
All right. Well, thank you for doing this, Abby, and we can't wait to get the letters.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Girl.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, guys. Thanks.
All right, bye. So we have the address on the website. Go to mix1041.com. You can mail the letter directly to us. You can text us at 617-931-1234, and we will give you the link to the address. Some letters have started to arrive here at the radio station. Do you want to read one of them, Kennedy?
I would love to. I have a couple here. These were both hand-delivered yesterday, which is nice. John says, Tom, please stay in Boston. You make us great. You make us proud. And this is the only place where you can win number 7.
Wow.
Not wrong.
Okay.
And this is from Kathy from Weymouth. She was here yesterday for a mix lounge we did. Dear Tom Brady, please do not leave the New England Patriots. We need you to continue to be the best quarterback of all time. The team needs you. Your fans need you. Please do not disappoint us. Keep the will to stay. We want you. Counting on you. Peace. And it'd be the most beautiful cursive I've ever seen.
Yes.
Wow, look at that.
Let's go.
Thank you, Julian.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let us all go.
Let us all go.
Let us go.
Let us go to Gillette with 12,000 cards.
Please, Tom.
So what is the deadline for this now?
Yes.
We need you to get this done now because I think March 15th, is that the...
That's the deadline.
Is that when he goes into free agency? Is that the day?
That's the day he has to announce by.
Right.
But he could do it before that. No. We just don't know. So obviously we'd like him the sooner the better.
Right. So again, the address is at mix1041.com. If you're putting it out on social media, just hashtag 12K for Tom. Or you can text us in the studio and we'll text you that address back at 617-931-1234.
Let's go.
That's the pregame. Let's go, Kennedy. It's different than the
Julian in-game. Has many different let's go's.
He does. I do love the I love you let's go, though.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.